Long dialogue. Skill 3. Running for president. Listen to part of a conversation between two students.
I hear you were thinking of running for president of the university students union, Kate.
Yes, I think it is important to ensure all students are treated equally regardless of their sex, gender, age, orientation, appearance, and nationality, to name just a few. This university pays lip service to equality, but it just isn't happening. While I admit there is very little discrimination here on campus towards orientation, appearance, and nationality, women are not treated equally. Yes, I know what the university mission statement says about equality for women, but women are not represented in many faculties, especially math, science, and engineering. They also hold fewer senior faculty positions, are not represented well in administration, and, do you know, not once has there been a female president of the student union.
Well, I'm not convinced that women want to be in these positions. Careers in science and engineering require long working hours, often 80 hours or more a week. I think most women want families and are not prepared to work such a long day. I think men have better aptitudes for the sciences also. Women are better at humanities.
There is no proof to that. Women are discriminated against and have other forms of social pressure. That is simply a false theory. As for the long hours, many more women are postponing having families or choosing not to have children at all. Women are not afraid of hard work, Bill.
Yes, I sometimes think the women at this university study harder than men. But even so, your running for president of the student union on the issue of equality is not going to be a winner. Most students feel women have equality nowadays.
Not the students I have talked to, particularly the women. There are not enough female role models. While I agree there are variables in the brains of men and women, although I don't buy the argument of male superiority in science, women continue to have lip service only. My brother is a lawyer, and he says the women in his firm have to work much harder than the men if they want to become a partner in the firm.
So you are going to champion women's rights for this election?
Yes. My campaign will focus on that, but I will not ignore other issues such as transportation, cafeterias, and so on. I have been a student here for 4 years and am aware of all the issues. If I can make this campus a better place for all students, then as a woman, I would be setting an excellent role model. And I am sure I can do a better job than Jerry did this year.
What did Jerry accomplish this year?
Next to nothing. He put pressure on the cafeterias to be a little more environmentally friendly when it came to styrofoam cups, but that is about it.
So what would you do?
I would put pressure on the administration to put more female and senior faculty and administrative positions. Far more deans should be women. The college president has been giving half-baked excuses for institutional failings when it comes to women, rather than admitting any responsibility for them. The entire college board of directors is full of hypocrites when it comes to women's issues. At this point in history, I would have thought we could put women's issues to rest, but that is not the case. Furthermore, while there has not been much research on it, I believe that women in general have more balance in their lives. They are also less confrontational and more likely to compromise and negotiate. Women are not afraid of compromise. Women do not seem to exert power in the same way as men. If there were more women as heads of state, this world would probably be a more peaceful place. In order to get more women in senior government positions, more female role models are needed. Women need to be accepted at the senior level, to stop having their latest choice of fashion analyzed by the media, to not be spoken of as bitchy, and to not be described as having strident and aggressive behavior when a man with the same behavior would be complimented for his determination. These are just some of my theories. I plan to do a doctorate and research some of them more thoroughly.
Now get ready to answer the questions. You may use your notes to help you answer. Number 1. Why does the woman mention her brother? Number 2. What does the woman think of Jerry, the president of the students' union? Number 3. What is the man's attitude toward the woman?